The opinions and statements expressed in the following program do not necessarily reflect those of WWDB, its staff, or management.
Come on and stand to your feet! Come on and let me hear you say!
Good afternoon. I am Dr. Howard, your weekly host on Total Transformation Radio, WWDB 860 AM, with my wonderful wife and co-host, First Lady Vanessa Howard. Our mission is to impact the world with the transformational power of the gospel through real talk, biblical teaching, testimonials, discipleship, practical living, and life coaching. Call in right now. 888-329-3306. If you need prayer, if you want to comment, or if you just want to holler. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We are here on Total Transformation Radio, where today's topic is New Music Monday with our special guest, gospel recording artist Tim Wortham Jr. We are so excited, and our scripture reading today will be found in the gospel according to Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 and 20. And it reads, "Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." Amen. We would like to thank all of our listeners out there and our radio show sponsors for their continuous support and prayers. Amen, amen, and amen. Amen, First Lady. And we have somebody very special with us today. And I got to actually listen to this gentleman at the Philadelphia Winery. And I'll tell you, it was amazing, amazing, amazing. Him and Ashley Renee, it was truly, y'all truly blessed my soul. So, Tim, just give us a quick shout out before First Lady goes into your bio.
Absolutely. Listen, thank you so much for having me. As you said, we did get a chance to meet briefly, and it was a pleasure to meet you both. And I was just really humbled by the invitation, and I'm just very happy to be here today.
Amen. Amen. We're so glad to have you here. And I know that all of our listeners out there not only will be blessed by what they hear in your testimony of, you know, in our first segment dealing with transforming, our second segment overcoming, and our third segment impacting. And I know you've done all of those things very well. God has used you mightily over the years to advance his kingdom through song. So we just thank you for your time today with us. Amen. First Lady, can you read his bio and then we'll go right in?
Tim Wortham Jr. is a Philadelphia-born singer-songwriter. His love for music can be traced back to his childhood when he would commonly be found singing both in church and school. The multi-instrumentalist has served as minister of music for various churches for more than 20 years now. Tim describes his musical ability as a gift from God, and so he seeks to use it in service to God and others. Tim finds inspiration in all kinds of music, from traditional gospel to orchestral pieces. His new release, The Gospel Beyond Genre, is a fine example of his eclectic influences. Tim's goal is to create music that inspires hope, healing, and glorifies God. Tim is a husband, father, and also an author. His recently published work entitled Daddy Issues chronicles the trauma introduced by his father's sudden absence from his home and how he overcame the challenges that abrupt departure created. Tim Wortham Jr. brings a fresh, unique sound to the gospel music landscape. He strives for authenticity in everything he creates.
Amen. And that is Mr. Tim Wortham Jr. To God be the glory.
Amen.
For the great things he has done, he is doing, and he is about to do. Amen. I'm going to open up with prayer, and then Tim, we'll just jump right into our first segment on transforming. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for your Holy Spirit. We thank you for transformation. We thank you for allowing us to overcome and then be impact the world with your gospel. Father, use us today, oh God, that somebody's life might be changed. Somebody might be set free. Somebody might be healed. Somebody might be delivered. Somebody might be encouraged. Somebody might just say, I'm not going to throw in the towel. So, Lord, we thank you. We bless you. And we honor you. Have your way, Holy Spirit, on these airways. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Tim, you know, we're dealing with transforming. Just tell us a little bit about how God has transformed your life. I'm sure you could write a book on it, but give us some snippets from the beginning, the middle, and the end. Amen. How has God transformed your life?
Well, I will say that there will be a bit of a common theme today throughout our three topics. And for me, it really comes down to authenticity.
Yeah.
And so early on, you know, with my background and with some of the things that I encountered and went through very early in life, there was developed in me the ability to assimilate. And so I was able to just kind of blend in. I was able to do what was expected of me. I was able to be who people needed me to be. And so one of the biggest transformations that I've experienced in my relationship with God and in my maturation process is embracing my authentic self, not the self that I want to be, but the self that I was created to be.
Mm.
And so that has been so enormous in everything that I've been able to do in my life, and especially as it pertains to being effective in ministry. I don't believe I could be effective as an imitation of someone else, one of my influences, someone that I admire, somebody that I looked up to. You know, I glean from them what I need to, but then it has to be then transformed, as we're talking about, transformed into my ministry identity, because there is an audience. And I just learned this, I'm telling you, this is very, very recent for me, but there is an audience that is awaiting my difference.
My Lord. Yeah, that's good. Mm, an audience that is awaiting my difference. Ooh, Tim, you said something there, and being my authentic self. Many people are afraid to be their authentic self. Many people are afraid to be who God has called them to be because their confidence and their challenges, past hurts, past traumas, past situations, past whatever, have, you know, limited people's vision, limited their scope. But we serve an awesome and a huge God who transforms even the least of these. So I thank you for sharing that. Tell us more.
You know, it's funny. You say that some people are afraid to be their authentic selves. And I think it comes down to the fact that, you know, the unknown is also the unproven. And so it's a lot easier to just kind of follow in the footsteps of something that we deem proven and successful. And so if I see someone who's doing what I do, someone who's in my field, then it just kind of makes sense for me to try to pattern myself after them, because in my eyes, that is the road to success. But the truth is, that was the road to their success. And it does not mean that their steps will work for me. It doesn't mean that it's going to be automatic. And so I also feel very, responsible for giving people the permission to be different. When I say that, what I mean is me standing as my authentic self and showing someone, especially, I mean, you know, we're all Christians. We've been in the church a long time, and we know that if you've been in church for a number of years, there is a certain way of doing things that we've been conditioned to be quote unquote, the right way.
Yeah.
And so when I stand and I present in a way that's different, that doesn't mean that I'm encouraging someone else to present like me. It just means that I'm telling them there is more than one way. There are alternatives. And so exposure to difference is key to actually transformation. You kind of have to know that transformation is available, that it's possible, and that it's something to be desired.
Amen. Amen. Ooh, man, you know, that's good.
Yeah, absolutely. David, you know, writes in Psalms 139, verse 13 and 14, it says, "For it was you who created my inward parts. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I will praise you because I have been fearfully and wonderfully made." And the reality is, you are wonderfully and created by God, unique in your uniqueness. And there is a mark that you have and responsibility, amen, that you have to make here in the earth based on what he put in you.
Yeah.
And so what you're going for and chasing for is purpose, you know, and you are a game changer. And that's just what it is. And that's why you can't fit the mold, because there's an assignment on your life to be you.
Yeah, that's good, First Lady.
Look.
Let me just make this clear. First Lady cannot be me, and I cannot be her.
Absolutely.
That's right. Created by God with a plan, purpose, and destiny.
Yeah.
Amen. Together and as individuals.
Yeah.
But you said something there, Tim, that was powerful. That was the road to their success.
That's powerful.
And the reality is, whether it's in the kingdom, mm-hmm. whether it's in the community, whether it's in the corporate world, people always want to model and do what it's somebody true. Else did. There's good to that.
Yeah.
Because I spoke some time ago about my daddy. I wanted to put on his shoes. I wanted to wear his hat. I wanted to wear his clothes. I wanted to do those things. But there comes a time where God is taking you and transforming you and separating you to be great for what he has called and purposed you to do. And when I saw you perform on that stage to the glory of God, I was blessed, because you were doing exactly what God has called you to do in an eclectic way, mm-hmm. but yet transformational and powerful, signifying the gospel that people's lives will be changed through your music even the more.
Praise God. Amen.
Praise God.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. That's good, because the other thing you said is giving people the room or the right to present as they are.
Yeah.
As they are. We don't want cookie cutter gospel artists.
Yeah.
Because the world is unique. The world is made up of all shapes, all sizes, all colors, all everything, languages, you name it. And the reality is, if everybody looked the same, sounded the same, did the same gyrations, then the reality is there's some folk that would be left behind. Many folk would be left behind.
Exactly.
Yeah. Speak to that, Tim.
Exactly. You hit it right on the head. I mean, there's a reason there are so many different genres of music, because each genre has its own audience. It speaks to someone. And the ministries that we have are meant to do the same. It's meant to reach people where they are. And so if all we do is kind of learn how to do it one way, as you just said, we're only going to attract and appeal to one group of people, who have an affinity for that sound, that style, that presentation. And so that's why it's so important for us, especially as the kingdom, as the body of Christ, to not even suggest that there is a right way and a wrong way as far as our ministry presentation. It's not that our charismatic style is more authentic than those who are a bit more subdued. Both are necessary. Both are reaching their intended audience. Both are being true to their authentic self. And that's, I keep coming back to that word authenticity. It is so necessary. And as we consider transformation also, something that I considered is, we have to know that transformation is not merely available, but it's necessary. If we think about the fact that the Bible said that Jeremiah was a prophet before he was formed in his mother's womb, so the one who was born prophet was also born in sin and shapen in iniquity. So he was born prophet, but he still had to transform into prophet.
Come on, come on, come on. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's...
And
that's,
so we have to understand, you know, purpose awaits, but everybody doesn't get there. Transformation is necessary if we're actually going to become.
My. Transformation is necessary if we're actually going to become. Wow, that's powerful. And Jeremiah, you know, 29:11, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. And some translations say an expected or an expected end. And I stand on that scripture. I've been standing on it for many, many years, and I didn't even know really what I was standing on. But the reality is, when I got and understood and the Lord revealed to me my purpose and my destiny in him, my God, it's been like a forest fire, like, you know, fire shut up on the inside of my bones. I mean, it's just been amazing how God has just continued to spark in my life. Because God changed me. When God changes you and transforms you and renews you, you walk with a different walk. You sing with a different song. You speak with a different fervor and authority when you're walking with the power of the Holy Spirit.
You know, everything that we're talking about is biblical. And I mean, we just read it in the scripture. And I think sometimes you have to read it over and over to understand that it says, therefore, go and make disciples of all nations. All nations, you know, people who speak in different languages, people from different cultural backgrounds.
Yeah.
And so you got to be able to reach people where they are. And you can't, one person doesn't fit the mold of everyone, you know. And
that's so, right.
Yeah,
that's why
good.
That's right. Why when I sat down and listened, I was like, wow, this is different.
Powerful. Yes.
And powerful.
Powerful.
Yo, this is crazy. Yes. Like when another album, I didn't hear a brother sing like that. I don't
powerful,
even know if I
powerful, powerful.
If I ever did. You're just unique in who you are, and you know who you are. It was phenomenal.
Yeah.
Phenomenal.
Yeah. You truly blessed us and everyone else in the building that night. And
amen.
Tim, just hold tight, because we're going to go into our commercial break here on Total Transformation Radio, WWDB 860 AM.
Twist it, braid it, comb it, brush it, just don't break it. Tara Oils for all your natural hair needs at myteraoils.com. That's MyTeraOils.com. Free shipping. Limited time only.
Total Transformation has expanded the reach. If you missed their show on Monday on 860 WWDB, you can also listen to them every Friday from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. on WTMR 800 AM.
Hello, I am Dr. Howard.
And I am First Lady Vanessa Howard.
On Total Transformation, Radio. Do you need energy, healing, or weight loss?
Then get your CMOS today at eatacure.com. 856-718-9139.
Hello, this is Marcia Moore, founder of Eatacure LLC. Our mission is teaching you wellness living through various products, services, and health coaching for a better lifestyle. You can reach us at www.eatacure.com, area code 856-718-9139, or eatacure@gmail.com. Eatacure, eat to live. There's more to life. Cheers to wellness.
Welcome back. Welcome back. We are here with gospel recording artist Tim Wortham Jr., and we're just so fired up coming out of our segment on transformation and now going into our segment on overcoming. And Tim, I know you've overcome some things in your life. I know we've all overcome some things in our lives. Share with our listeners some things that you've overcome to get to the place where you are today.
Well, I think it really starts with issues of doubt and self-confidence and what many have come to know today as imposter syndrome. This idea of I'm in this space, but do I really belong here? Are people going to realize that I'm really not all that I'm cracked up to be? And are they going to see me as the fraud that I am? Those types of feelings. And really having to come to the place where I've accepted that any space that God allows me to enter, any door that he opens for me, I belong there. I belong there. And it took a lot. It took a lot to overcome, the need. And I do mean the need for external validation. So seeking or chasing to fill a void that I had that could only be filled by God. But I wanted people to fill it for me. I wanted them to speak well of me. I wanted them to tell me how great I was and how wonderful I was and how qualified I was, how smart I was.
My God.
All that stuff. And that is such a huge thing for us to overcome because we know that if you give people, man, that sort of power, we're all flawed. I don't care. We might have the best intentions in the world, but we're all flawed.
Yes.
And we cannot be trusted with that level of power over one another. Only God himself should be able to validate us truly. If he uses a vessel, he uses a vessel. But the validation has to be from him.
My God.
Amen.
My God, my God.
Amen.
Yes, yes, yes. You said it right there. You know, and overcoming that imposter syndrome. My. And any door God opens for me, I belong there. Somebody out there listening right now is encouraged by that. They're encouraged by that word because somebody told you that you didn't belong in that room. But the reality is you belong in every room that God opens for you to enter. So be encouraged today by that. And the reality is we folks is always looking for validation from somebody else. If you just look at social media alone, everybody's looking for a like, a love, a this, a heart, a that. Whatever it is, we are looking for validation from others. But the reality is we only need that validation from God, as you said. You know, Absolutely. But the challenge is the mind. We're all flawed. We all were born into sin. And the reality is we have to overcome the mind. We have to overcome the fiery darts of the enemy. We have to overcome our past hurts. We have to overcome our past traumas, Tim. We have to overcome a whole lot of, so that we can stay in the room that God has prepared for us.
Absolutely. I remember going to college, coming from the Philadelphia public school system, and high school for me was easy. And so I did not have to develop good study habits. I was not an avid reader, but I was an honor student. And I remember sitting in class and quickly realizing that information that was brand new to me was a review for most of the folks in that room. And that feeling that caused me to kind of want to shrink and retreat. And then when I went on to graduate school, I went to the University of Pennsylvania, right? And so for grad school. And so I'm sitting in an Ivy League classroom, usually the oldest student in the room, and I had to literally make a conscious decision that I am going to participate actively in every class that I take here. I'm going to share my thoughts. I don't care how confident I feel in the moment. I'm going to share what I think, and I'm going to contribute because I'm robbing both myself and my classmates of the true potential of this learning experience if all perspectives are not part of the conversation. And so that was part of the overcoming for me, was to really make a decision. And that overcoming really, when we really boil it down, it's overcoming fear.
Wow.
It's overcoming fear. Because, we always talk about we talk about faith as if faith suggests the absence of fear. But the truth that I have discovered in my walk is that faith doesn't mean that my fear is not present and that it does not exist. It just means that it won't stop me. It won't prevent me from doing what I know God has called me to do. It's not going to prevent me from stepping out on the word that he gave me just because I'm unsure. Because the unsureness that I feel is an unsureness in me. It's not an unsureness in him. And he's the one that I'm stepping out of.
Man, you said a whole lot right there, right there. Tim, my God, my God.
Can I get an amen?
Amen. Yeah, that was amen and drop the mic and all of that, because I like the fact that you said faith means that my fear won't stop me.
Jeez.
Come on, y'all. When you have that kind of faith, when you have faith, you know, the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen, you see the impossible.
Yes,
my
Lord.
God, my God.
Yes,
and you're not afraid of the fiery darts. You're not afraid of the giants. You're not afraid of the obstacles. You're not afraid, my. Once you make a decision to overcome fear, everything seems brighter. Every door opens a little wider. And every opportunity has your name on it. Come on, Tim.
Absolutely.
That was powerful.
You just mentioned how we met. That is not even possible for me some years ago. That's not an option for me some years ago because I don't believe it's possible some years ago. The gentleman who was on keys for me that night, he produced my entire album. I interviewed him on the radio 7 years ago. And I was a huge fan of him as an artist. And it took this overcoming for me to be bold enough to reach out to him and say, listen, I have this material, I have this concept, and I want you to produce this record. And the faith that allowed me to overcome my anxiety over even reaching out and putting myself out there in that vulnerable state was what made that night possible. I had been singing for years and years, and the only people who heard me were people who had already known me, friends and family and ministry colleagues. But now I have people who are hearing music who have never met me before. That's only possible because I was able to overcome the fear and the anxiety and the self-confidence and the questioning, well, is anybody going to get me? Is anybody going to accept what I have to offer? Does anybody want to hear what I have to say?
Wow.
And then realizing that they're not hearing what I have to say. They're hearing what God has given me. And therein lies the difference.
Yes. They're not hearing what you have to say, but they're hearing what God has to say through you.
Oh, my God.
And when you speak, thus saith the Lord, yokes are broken. Healing takes place. Deliverance takes place. Supernatural breakthroughs take place. Blessings and all of the things that are required to be great for God. See, we're not to be on the stage for ourselves. We're not to be. We're on to be stage or to be on TV or to be on radio to give God the glory for the great things he has done.
Well, the reality is these platforms that the Lord allows us to be on are just a platform so that more people can hear the message of Christ.
Yeah.
It's not really for fame or fortune. It's just there are different levels, you know, to this thing. And so the more access you have to people, the more people get the gospel.
Yeah.
You know, and the message that he has for you.
And
through you. He wants to say through you. And just I truly believe that you have yet seen, you know, what God has in store for you.
Just the beginning.
This is really just
the beginning just of the beginning of the beginning.
You know, and I'm a visual person, and I'm just like, man, I could see Tim performing live on TV on Good Morning America.
Amen. Wow. Amen.
So you better hit him up.
Reach the masses. The masses.
You know, send him your APK, bro. Like, yeah, it's
the masses,
on and popping.
The masses.
Because it's so real, you know, your style, you know, so many people could really listen to it before they really listen to it.
And
you know what I mean?
Look, and when you broke out with Bye Felicia.
Come on, everybody loves that
one. I almost fell out my seat. And you killed it.
Slayed it.
I mean, it was powerful, powerful, powerful. And I know we're actually about to go
Bye,
in.
Felicia.
to...
Our producer, Matt.
Yes, bye, Felicia. Hey, Tim, we're going to play Your Fire.
Yeah.
We're not playing that one, so y'all going to have to go check that one out.
Yep.
Amen. But First Lady, we're about to go into your song, Tim. Is this one of your new... It's one of your new songs on your EPK, and it's called You, I believe, EP?
That is correct.
Yes. That is correct. So we are excited to hear it. I know all of you out there listening are excited to hear this. Hold on to your seats. Pull over. Sit down. Lay down. Whatever you got to do, because this song by Tim Wortham Jr. is going to bless your socks off. And my God, what a testimony. We're going right into our halftime show. Hold on. Don't go anywhere. You are about to be blessed. Welcome back on Total Transformation Radio. That was gospel recording artist Tim Wortham Jr., and that was fire. My hands were going, my head was going, my heart was going. I mean, fire shut up in my bones. To God be the glory. And it was just the everything from the lyrics to the music and instrumentation, just a phenomenal, phenomenal song. And Tim, I want to ask you this because we're in our impacting segment now. I want to ask you, one, how did you, when you came up with this song, when the Lord gave you this song, how did you envision it impacting the world?
So this song, it's funny. This song was literally the only one that I wrote specifically for this project. Every song on this project is at least a few years old. So that tells you how long it has taken for me to kind of get to this place where I'm willing to share my art broadly.
Yeah.
And I knew that this song, I wanted it to have that rock feel to it. Mm. And it was really about, as First Lady mentioned earlier, about kind of reaching folks where they are. You know, I thought about the power of Pentecost. The day of Pentecost was that folks heard the gospel preached in their own language. And so even as I approached this particular project, the whole concept of the gospel beyond genre is my belief and my conviction that the gospel is a message and not a sound. And so I am able to package it in all these different musical genres without compromising the integrity of the text, without compromising the integrity of the gospel. And so while it is not uncommon for gospel artists to have a goal, for lack of a better word, of creating music that you will hear sung in churches every Sunday, that was never my intention. I wanted music that someone who's not in church on Sunday would be listening to in their car or on the corner or at their friend's house or to have playing in the background at the barbecue, because we are masters of ministering to one another, but somebody has to become a master of ministering to the Lord.
My. You said it right there, and that's true evangelism. That's true discipleship, really getting outside and doing something different. Because if we keep doing the same thing over and over, they say insanity is doing the same thing over and over and in expecting a different result. We have to be outside of the box thinkers. We have to be outside of the box artists. We have to be outside of the box pastors and teachers and ministers of music. We must, because we are connecting with a very diverse world that needs a loving God.
That's right.
You know,
that's right. And I'm still
processing.
It's powerful.
Lord have mercy, what you just said. Wait a minute. The gospel is the message, not the genre.
And not the sound. It's not a sound. Yeah, that's powerful.
It's the message.
It's powerful.
Wow.
It's a message and not a sound. Yeah, that's good. That's good for some folks, a lot of folks even out there listening, because I think oftentimes, Tim, people are trying to fit a round peg in a square hole.
Yeah.
And that's where the problem comes, because then, one, the individual's not doing what God has purposed them to do, because they're trying to do something that we talked about earlier was to do what others have done. Mm-hmm. And that's not what God is calling you and us to do now.
That's correct. And, you know, it's I think it's important for me to explicitly state that I am not seeking to be the remedy to something, because I feel like the gospel music that exists is also necessary. Mm-hmm. Like folks who love traditional gospel and choir music, among of which I am one, they still need their music as well. And so I don't want people to feel like too often we equate different with contrary.
Yes.
And that's not true. You don't have to be contrary to be different.
Yes.
I am different, but I feel like I'm very much complementary. We can still be aligned and have two different approaches. It doesn't mean that we're adversarial.
Yes. Yeah, that's right. That's absolutely right. different is not contrary.
So there's something called, you know, target market. And so the reality is that people that God is sending you to, right, because he says go. And so we yes. all are going to where he assigns us to. And so the anointing that is over your life may be able to sustain you in certain arenas where people aren't saved, where they never heard Christ before. You know what I mean? So when you go into an area, you know, where they love metal music or rock music or whatever it may be, and then you give them the message of the gospel, they can receive it differently because now you came to you met them where they, you know, where they are.
My.
And there is such a big need for that, because in order for us to be, you know, evangelists and go out and evangelize the gospel, you got to go meet people where they're at. That ain't for everybody. So you got to know what anointing you have over your life.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah, that's good.
Absolutely right.
That's good. That's good. And, you know, your music is powerful, but we cannot forget that you are also a writer.
Yes.
We cannot forget that you are an author.
Mm-hmm.
We cannot forget that your book is entitled Daddy Issues.
Mm-hmm.
We cannot forget how your testimony, and if you can share with us how that's even impacting now through your book. Can you touch on that for a few moments?
Absolutely. And so I feel like it, if you really, while we're in this impact segment, if you really want to have an impact, it's going to cost you some transparency.
My Lord.
It's going to have to. And I feel like one of the reasons I was able to not only write the book, but publish and release it as vulnerable. It is by far the most vulnerable work I've ever created, more so than any song I've ever written.
My Lord.
But the idea, the hope, the belief that one person would pick that book up and those pages would help them to heal made it worth it for me. I certainly did not write it for wealth. I certainly did not write it for fame. I wrote it because I believed that my story could bless someone else. And that's really what it's all about. That's really what it's all about. When we come into churches, a lot of times visitors come in and they hear the preached word, but the presentation is, this is who and where I've always been. Mm-hmm. And so that's where the disconnect exists.
Mm-hmm.
This book says, you know what? Thanks be to God.
Yeah.
This is where I am today. But let me walk you through how I got here. Let me show you where I started. Let me show you how difficult it was and some of the challenges that I faced along the way and some of those old tapes and messages that I replayed that really hindered and stifled my growth for a long period of time. And so I really just wanted to be honest, be authentic again, and prayerfully just help somebody else who might find themselves. I said in the book, I wrote it not just for folks who find themselves in similar positions, but also for folks who love people who are in those positions, so that it can help them to be more compassionate and more understanding when dealing with these people. Because it's very easy for us to see symptoms, but it takes intention for us to investigate root causes of things. We see people acting out, we see people's behaviors, but we don't take the time to investigate, well, why are they this way?
Yeah.
Why are they behaving this way? Why are they doing and saying these things? So that's really what my intention was.
Amen. Amen. Tim, in this book, Daddy Issues, if there was one thing, one nugget that our listeners out there could take from that book, even without getting to read it yet, what would that one nugget be of encouragement?
I think the one nugget that goes beyond just this one topic of daddy issues is that healing is available.
Yeah. Yeah.
No matter what it is, no matter what your situation, healing is available.
Wow. 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 In and through Christ Jesus.
That's it.
My Lord,
that's
my
it.
Lord. Healing is available. And I'll tell you what, whether we want to admit it or not, everybody's got daddy issues.
Okay.
in one way, shape, or form. So, you know, you said that, you know, you wrote this book just to testify and not for it to go global. But the reality is you were thinking one way. But as I'm speaking and hearing the word of God saying that this is a daddy issues is a pandemic. It is a problem for men and young men and boys.
And
it's
women,
a problem
women.
For girls, yes. And young girls and mm-hmm. women. Daddy issues affect and impact your entire life.
Yeah.
And it can be for the good or for the bad. And the reality, that's why we have a Heavenly Father who we can look to, who's perfect because of our imperfect daddies. Although they loved us and gave us and did for us all that they could in some instances, or in others, they did nothing at all. But be encouraged, because you have a Father that sits high and looks low. You have a Father that will amend your broken heart. You have a Father that will comfort you in the midst of the storm. You have a Father who loves you and me and all of us. So be encouraged with that and in that. Tell us some more about daddy issues, because, man, that's just saying the word daddy issues is profound.
And you really touched on it. You know, we hear that term used a lot, and it's usually pointed towards girls and women who make certain decisions. They say, she got daddy issues. And my charge was to make it clear that this is not a female issue, a girl, a woman issue, but boys and men suffer from this thing that we call daddy issue. Because again, as you imply, the role of a father, the voice of a father, the affirmation of a father carries such a significant weight in the becoming of their children, not just their sons, their children.
That's right.
And so when a father is not stepping into the fullness of his responsibility, then fathers are creating voids. They are doing such harm that I don't think that many are able to even comprehend. I think that they just think, well, it's just this, it's just that. They can kind of rationalize why I'm too busy to do this, why I can't. But it's so rare for a father to really understand the full weight of the responsibility of that title, that position. You know, we so concerned about being great in every other venue and area of our lives. We want to be the CEO. We want to be the archbishop. We want to be this. We want to be that. But there are few roles in this world that have more impact and more, I would even say, importance than the role of father. Than the role of father. I mean, a good father is literally worth his weight in gold, and a bad one,
my God,
is so detrimental. Detrimental.
Yeah. Wow, Tim, that is a testimony. And man, we got to get that book, y'all. Everybody out there listening, get that book, because I know that there's more than just one nugget. I know that there's a whole a barrel of nuggets. To God be the glory.
Yeah, and so Tim,
where can we find you?
Yeah.
We want everyone to know where they can find your music. We want everyone to know where
social
they can find
handle.
Your book.
Yes.
First Lady, all that stuff. So tell us.
Yes. So I try to keep it simple. So I'm Tim Wortham Jr. across platforms. So Facebook and Instagram is where I frequent the most. So you can find me at Tim Wortham Jr. My book, Daddy Issues, is available at Amazon and as well as Barnes & Noble's online. And my EP, The Gospel Beyond Genre, is available wherever digital music is sold or streamed.
Amen. Amen. I want to give a shout out to your wife and your children. I met them at the City Winery. You have a beautiful family.
Yeah.
And so God bless you and all that God has for you and them, all of you together.
Amen.
Thank you
amen.
So much.
And thank you, Tim, for taking a step out on faith and believing God for the impossible and not letting fear stop your purpose and your destiny. Because what God has placed in you is for not only yourself, but it's for many others. And the impact that you will make through your transformation and overcoming daddy issues and becoming the daddy that God has called you to be is remarkable. Mm-hmm. And it's a testament to God's faithfulness and your commitment to him. And we're just ever so grateful that you are here with us. We thank God for what he's doing even in your life right now. We thank God for your family. We pray over your family protection and covering over you and your family, and that the Lord may open many more doors for your music, for your speaking engagements, for the book. I believe God is going to do something spectacular because you've been faithful.
Yes.
Even when it didn't look good, even when it didn't sound good, even when it wasn't good, you were still faithful.
Ooh, glory to God.
You were still faithful. And God says that I, my God, I will bless your faithfulness because you were faithful in season and out of season.
And I just want to add to this. The Lord said, you know, I literally, because I'm a visual person.
Thank you, God.
You know, you get ready to pack your
Thank
bags.
Thank you, God.
And he's going to send you out. And he says the reason why he's taking you where he's going to take you is because he knows that you won't compromise the message.
Hey! My.
Glory to God.
Authenticity. Authenticity. You spoke of, you know, being authentic. And when God has a man of God or a woman of God that walks with integrity and authenticity
and boldness,
then he can use you.
Yes, Lord.
Because he knows that when he raises you up, you will still remain humble.
Yeah.
You will remain authentic and you will put him first in all that you do. So I'm just ever so grateful. Tim, give us a 30-second, maybe 15-second send-off before we go into our Preacher's Corner, which will end today's show on Total Transformation Radio. We thank God for you, and we thank God for what he's doing in your life. Give us a 15-second send-off.
Absolutely. Well, what I will just say is thank you so much for having me. Thank you for this platform. May God continue to bless and expand your reach as well. I receive every word that has been spoken today, and I say to anyone who is listening, as I say to myself almost every day, your difference has an audience. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you, gospel recording artist Tim Wortham Jr. We are here on Total Transformation Radio, and we are going into the Preacher's Corner. God bless you.
Hi, I'm Lady Artis, and I bring you greetings from the Warrior Wives and Women in Wait online ministry. This is the Preacher's Corner. Today's scripture reading can be found in Matthew chapter 28, and it's verses 19 through 20. I'm reading the English Standard Version. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and in the name of the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always, even until the end of the age. We're reading from Matthew's story of Jesus, and these are his parting words to his 11 remaining disciples. Verses 18 through 20 are often called the Great Commission because Jesus is sending his hand-chosen disciples out into the world to accomplish a specific mission, that is, to make more disciples. Specifically, these disciples are to make more disciples of the nations. So this means that people from every ethnic group and every four corners of the earth are included in who he wants to make disciples out of. Through Jesus, God's relationship with humanity has moved from beyond Israel to include people all over the world. And he causes them to be drawn to the Father from the Son. Jesus' command is to make disciples, and a disciple is someone who becomes like his master by living in a servant relationship to him. They learn how to submit from this person's example. Today's guest, Tim Wortham, is doing just that, not only in word and in song, but also in deed. His life is an example of a living disciple. If you're hearing this for the first time, this is called Jesus's Call. And so now we want to give you an opportunity to participate in being one of his disciples. This starts with relationship. Pray this prayer with me. Father, I admit that I'm a sinner. I confess with my mouth and I believe in my heart that you sent your son Jesus to die on the cross for me. I want to come in relationship with you. I invite you into my heart and make you my Lord and Savior today. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you pray that prayer with me, you are now inducted into the family of Jesus Christ. He's adopted you. He's paid the ransom for your life with his blood. That's how important you are to him. And so now, as you begin to grow in your knowledge of him, he'll begin to give you instructions from his word on how to become a disciple. You now have an opportunity to draw others to Christ. That is our great commission, and it is to be fulfilled every day of our lives. Thanks for listening. Be blessed. Yeah.